We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit ElkhornComputer.com, then give us a call. ElkhornComputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
Welcome back, Game Talk, 1620 The Zone, 1620TheZone.com, and of course the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Danny Woodhead, excited to talk to him, talk a little NFL football with him, also talk a lot of Nebraska. He was on the sidelines, if I'm not mistaken, for the Nebraska-Troy game. It wasn't the most ideal game to go see in person, but nevertheless, he'll be able to speak to certain things that you only get by being on the sidelines. One Danny Woodhead will stop by at 1 o'clock. Brian Munson still to come as well. So, if you missed it, again, Coach Frost said Martinez practiced, you know, at this point, you know, he's the exact quote, I don't know if you got the bite, we can just play the bite, but if I can read the quote, you got the bite, you just want to play it with yours. Whose voice do you want to hear, mine or Frost? Probably Frost. Here's Frost on Adrian Martinez.
He's further along. Again, it isn't just, is he ready to go? It's, is he ready to go to mentally and physically to the point that he can protect himself in the game and make sure he stays healthy. So he's really close. We got to make a final decision.
So there you go. I mean, he's really close. He's practiced every day. My sense, my read is that he is going to play. My read is that he is going to play, and that might impact one of my picks for our four picks that we give, and let's do that right now. You want to give our picks here, Corey? Let's give our picks. How about we'll do the old me go, you go, you go, me go, me go,
you me,
go,
you me, you me, you me,
me go, you go, you go, me go. So you want me to go? You know
go
what?
First.
I won't.
You go first.
I mean, let's just stay right there.
Out the red carpet.
I think. Speaking of red, I'm going to roll out the big red carpet here. I think Martinez is going to play.
Homer.
Yep, I'm a homer. This is Homer hour. All right.
Aren't they favored by Nebraska's favored by 17.5 now, right?
Yeah, they are. 27.5. No. Nebraska is a 17.5 point dog at Michigan, and I think Adrian Martinez is going to play, and I think Nebraska goes in and covers the 17.5. Now, I don't think I can get myself to pull the trigger if they're going to go win this game. Obviously, I'll have my official prediction tomorrow, but I think Nebraska can go cover that 17.5. I think Martinez is going to be able to make some plays, and that defense is going to stand tall. I think it's not going to be a very high-scoring game, and 17.5 points in a fairly low-scoring game is a lot. So I'll take Nebraska plus 17.5.
All right, so you can take my picks with a grain of salt.
Okay.
I went 0-4 last week.
What am I? I'm like, I might be exactly .500 so far. Like, so
you might just be. You had a bit of a bounce back last week. You went 2-2.
Yeah, I'm just getting my 2-2 every year.
But I will say this, not that history always repeats itself. I went 0-4 last year, too.
You did. You got hot.
And then the very week after, I went 4-0.
Yeah, so.
And that led to me going 4-0 four times last season.
So. You.
But you know what the problem's been? You know what the problem's been?
What?
The Lord of Light.
He hasn't been
coming through for me.
You know, that's why you got to be the Lord of yourself.
I got to. Like, I hope he's not listening, but
I get the Lord of yourself.
I went other places this week. Like, don't get me wrong. I still looked at Mitch and one of his games. Actually, I think two of his games I picked.
Okay, all right. So there's a little
bit. But I consulted other lords.
All right. Sheesh.
My first pick. I think this is a game that is tonight, actually.
Thursday night.
In the National Sun Belt League. It's actually the MAC.
Oh.
I got Western Kentucky.
Kentucky?
Actually, I got Ball State. Ball State is hosting Western Kentucky. They're favored by 2.5 at home. Damn. Last year, I had a lot of success picking against Western Kentucky. I'm going down that well once again. I got Ball State covering 2.5.
There you go. Look at you. You know what I like about you is you always want to pick a Thursday night game. You want to get off
you're big on
momentum, all right?
Yeah.
You get things going.
But
early
the problem
on.
Is when it doesn't go well,
you're
Saturday's like, wow, I ain't going 4-0 this week.
Yeah, you just stumble around. I will stick with Thursday night, but I'm going to go to the National Football League.
Oh,
I am going to do it. This Yeti right now is not full of water. It is full of whiskey on whiskey on whiskey because I'm doing it. I'm going to take the Browns -3.
Oh, hell yeah,
baby. Against the Jets.
Hell yeah.
I mean, come on. Rookie QB. Cleveland ain't bad. Like, hung
get
with
your
Pittsburgh.
Bob Wiley game right.
Yeah. Two awards. That were two awards. Okay. Browns -3. I think they win by 10 plus tonight against the Jets. I'm going to take the Browns.
I like it. I like it a lot. An ESPN Plus special.
Oh, man. You are really digging into the small conferences.
Western Michigan goes to... You're
funny!
Western Michigan.
Why do you pick these games?
Because I have success with them.
Oh,
right?
Man.
Don't mess with something. Don't mess with a trend. Don't mess with a trend.
I'm going to take Wofford over Bethune-Cookman. Okay, so keep going. So you got who? Western Michigan?
Western Michigan is favored by 7.5 at Georgia State. I'm going to go with the former PJ Flexers. I think they cover.
I like what you do with your life. I really do.
I do too, actually.
I am going to do exactly what I mean, and if you're listening to this last segment, before we did this, it's not going to make a ton of sense why I would do this, but I'm going to do it. Bruh, A&M is a 26-point dog at
Bama. You're going to pick that game, right?
I'm doing it.
I almost did.
I'm going to do it. A&M was within 2 points of Clemson. Now, I get it. I was at home. It's like, sheesh. I mean, A&M, I watched that game. A&M's not bad. They got a pretty good quarterback, pretty good wide receiver. Like, it's just an enormous number. I've bet against Bama a lot, and let me, a related story, I'm on welfare at this point, but I'm going to do it. A&M plus 26 at Bama. Good
dog. I was close. I was really close to pull the trigger on that. But
I'm doing it, dog.
I don't know. There's something about betting against Bama that didn't seem very smart. So I decided against it.
No, it is not. Okay.
All right. I've got Furman.
No, you didn't.
Just kidding.
I was going to say, good God, dog. All right.
No, this is a Power 5 game.
Well, good for you.
In the AC, in the National ACC League. I'm going down. Ooh, home dog.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Wake Forest.
Danny Manning.
I picked them to cover 6.5 last week against Boston College.
They almost did.
Boston College won by 7.
Damn UBC.
Lost out by 0.5. But they are home dogs this week against Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
I think Wake Forest covers 7.5 at home.
You're woke on Wake is pretty much what you're telling me.
Very woke.
I know. You're
what was that guy's name? Tommy Elrod?
Yeah, you're woke on Wake.
Remember Tommy Elrod?
I do remember Tommy Elrod.
He's giving me some pointers on this.
Randolph Childress, I think. Okay, good. So good. So now we're in the ACC for you. All right, my final game, I am going to also get my... my home dog game, right?
Is it gonna be
Indiana? Not doing. I'm going Indiana.
Indiana.
Yeah, thank you. Indiana. I think they're 5.5 was the line I saw this before the show started. 5.5 at home hosting Michigan State.
Mm. Ooh,
Michigan State.
Me like you 5.5 in the Hoosiers.
I like that pick. All right. Another game I was close. I like that pick.
So
my picks, we have gone from the Sun Belt and the MAC to the National Football League.
There you go.
I checked it just a few minutes ago.
Who?
And it was a line shift that made me want to pick it. It was 7. It's now 6.5. I got the Patriots covering 6.5 at the Lions on Sunday.
You're not buying it.
Football.
You're not buying into the Matt Patricia knows all the tricks.
No.
You're not
that
doing
dude's that. That dude's going to have his hat backwards, and he's going to lose by more than 6.5.
Hat backwards.
That's my take.
There's going to be a pencil. There's going to be a lot of hair on his face.
It's my take. I'm sticking to it.
All right, so there you go. Those are the picks. It was good. You lead the nation in Thursday night games, and then, like, I love it.
I love the amount of games.
You get your group of five games.
The amount of action I watched last season because I picked these games.
So you got
bordering unhealthy.
Yeah, all right,
bordering unhealthy.
All right.
I watched way too much Buffalo and Western Kentucky.
You did. Well, you know what? I've watched way too much Coogler in my life, but to be honest with you, it's not enough. It's not enough. I need more. Kevin Coogler. He saw Michigan play in person last week. Called their game. He'll tell us what he thinks of Michigan next.